But I was praying today and talking to the Lord about this service, and I heard Him. This just a few words kept rolling over in my mind. It just kept echoing in my ear. And it's not one we'll preach on, don't think. But this was what was on my mind. And I just was praying about this. And I don't know how y'all pray. I mean, everybody prays different ways. And I'm probably as bizarre as anybody you'll ever meet in your life. I think I do more imagination while I'm praying than I do anything. And I get something on my mind, I get real theatrical about it. I mean, I put in the characters and fill in all the blanks and make it just like, I mean, I put on a play in my mind. And I heard these words coming from a little servant that said, "Yet there is room." And so I raced back and rewound that thought in my mind and replayed it all and went through the whole thing. And I could just see this little, after the three had made their excuses and the Lord was angry and said that they're not going to be allowed to come in, but said, "Go into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind." And I got to think about that little servant, you know, pushing folks in wheelchairs, leading in the blind. They don't even know where they're going. I mean, they didn't receive no invitation in the mail. They didn't really, they never made long-term plans, but they didn't have anything else going on. They was kind of those that was left out. Huh? Those that really didn't have anything else that they were intending on doing. But they got in there and they got pushed up to a table and was sitting down, and the servant just thought all the blind folks he let in, the lame and all these that had all these problems. Now they're seated around the table, ready to eat. And he gets to looking, and there's a lot of empty chairs still around the table. He said, even with all the folks that was just left out and didn't have anything to do, he came back and he said, we still got some room up there. And you know what I liked about that was that the servant had never got worn out with going into the streets and the lanes trying to get those other folks. But he came back almost with the statement that he made to the Lord is, "Yet there is room. You want me to go get somebody else? Would you like me to get somebody else?" Come on, as far as we know, the Lord hadn't even went in and looked over this banqueting table yet. But he said, "Yes, go into the highways and the hedges." Then see this little fella, and I mean, it's just the way I was just thinking about it today. Brother Keith, and see this little fella taken out, and he goes to places, I mean, that folks would have never thought about going. He goes to the roughest side of the towns. He goes among the roughest type of people, and there he begins to talk to them and says, "Hey, you need to go up here. We're having a banquet up here." "Banquet? Yeah, well, I ain't never been to a banquet like as well. You're going to go right now. Come on. I got a chair with your name on it sitting right there." And I could just see almost, I believe that when he said there is room, I believe the servant had some folks in mind specifically to where he was intending on going. I don't know, Brother Jake, he didn't go ahead and assign seats and said, "This one's for such and such, and this is for Mrs. So-and-so," and he wrote their names in, and he headed out to the highways and the hedges. He come on, one man said he went and beat the bushes until he found enough, and he come in, but the Lord said, "You keep going until the house gets full." And you know what, that's what my goal is here. I'd like to see this thing just keep building until the house is full. I mean, I don't know where we're going to get them all at, but I can tell you tonight what I heard that servant tell me today, that there is still room, that there's still some empty chairs and some plates for folks to come and dine. Hallelujah. That may not excite you very much, but I was glad the Lord, you know what I believe He's telling me? He ain't done yet. He's not finished. And so I know the servant has went out today and he's went among some people that thought they'd have never been here. Come on, but the revival's still going and the table's still spread, and the servant said there's more room. Hallelujah. So we're on
for the next few days here. Where are we going? We're going to the highways. Not just the highways. That's the conventional way. That's the easily accessible. But we're also going to get off the path and get over in the hedges. Come on now. Get to those that have hid themselves and tried to stay out of the way. The people you normally don't see are suddenly going to start appearing. Where did they come from? I'll tell you where they came from. The servant used to be among them, but now he's a servant. Hallelujah. And he knew what the back side of the hedge was and exactly who was living there. And now he's gone out and trying to bring some folks in and let them know there is still room.
Tell y'all just ain't half as excited about this as I am. I'm telling you, I'm glad the Lord said there's room. You know what that means? That there's going to be some more folks get filled. There's going to be some more people at the table. All the chairs are not filled yet. There's some empty places that belongs there. Huh? Come on, and I wonder about those that were bidden and didn't come. Y'all might not agree with me on this. If on their chair where they were appointed to sit, there wasn't a big mark run through it and somebody else's name penciled in under it. Huh? Come on now. And you believe that God has got you in mind. Amen. And He knows what He's doing. And He said, yet, there is room. Brother Les said the other night, he said, we're starting into fifth week. I hope I'm as excited when we start into the next one too. As a word, come on now. I mean, that just excited me to know folks are excited. I mean, who would have thought New Year's Eve night, come on now, we'd be heading into January 31st. And the Lord's saying there's still room. I mean, that ought to just do something for you right there. Who would have ever imagined that 32 days ago when I pulled in up here and unloaded my three suits that I brought and my wife's three outfits and all the other few things that we brought that we'd have to make a couple more trips back to the house because there was still room. And you know, last week I was beginning to feel like, you know, we may have to wind this thing down. I don't know. But then all of a sudden the Lord said, wait a minute, the table ain't full yet. We ain't going to eat yet. Just hang on a minute. I mean, the blind man ain't never had a meal like this. It ain't going to bother him to sit there at the table. It beats sitting down by the street. It beats being the beggar. And the lame man, he's never had the privilege. He's always had the beggar garment on and sat down by the wayside. Come on, you remember reading about Bartimaeus. And he went from by the wayside until you get to the end of that passage of Scripture, and he said he followed Jesus in the way. He went from by the way to in the way. And I want to tell you, he's sitting at the table. There's lame men. There's blind men. There's those that are maimed that have been crippled for various things in their life. They're all seated there. But the declaration of the servant that has taken inventory at the banqueting table is that we got some more room. What do you want to do about it? Hey, come on now. And he was only glad, amen, to take the message and say there's more room. And was even more glad when the Lord said, go. Hey, come on now. I tell you, the Lord is sending out something right here in this community. There is room. There is room. I wouldn't have thought this a week ago, but here we are tonight. And the servant is still whispering, oh, no screaming now. We got some more room. I know somebody else that needs this. You know somebody else that needs this. And the Lord is not about to leave you out. I mean, you can look around here and see what God's doing. And my,
how excited I am. I mean, just beyond measure about what God's doing. I mean, I ain't never preached on this before. I never thought I'd preach on tonight, but I am. I preach. One man said I preach more on accident than I do on purpose. I know maybe what I'm doing here. I don't know. But I want to try to tell you, there's room. Huh? Don't that make you feel better? There's room. Well, if there was room, then that means that the Lord had plans for more people. You know, whenever that boy, that servant went out and brought in the blind and the lame and the halt and all the others that he brought in there, he probably thought there's only going to be enough for this. He had a limited view of who was going to be at the table. Come on now. He thought, I know this really just blows the limited atonement and the limited election of the Calvinistic doctrine completely out of the water. I mean, they think only certain ones can be saved. Come on, I ain't got time to lay it all out for you here. But John Calvin didn't believe everybody could get it. Come on, I didn't believe everybody was going to get it. It done no good to witness. But the servant came back and said, you know, that table that you spread up there, I brought in everybody I knew that was blind. I went out there to the streets and the lanes. I brought in every beggar, come on, that I ever seen in my life. And we still got room. You know what that tells me? That the Lord knows more about this than we do. He's made bigger plans for this than we have. I mean, we could have been content with one or two. But I told somebody tonight, it's Brother Tom, I said I wouldn't care to see another 8 or 10. Because there's room for them. They're not here in this revival. I'm telling you, God's reaching out. Hey, listen. The servant just came by. That hedge bush that you was hid behind. You thought, come on, you heard. They're having a banquet. It's called a revival. There ain't no room for me. Come on now, there ain't nobody going to have any room for me. But the servant just popped in behind there and said, there's room. We've got a table. Up here, a chair with your name on it. All you gotta do is get up and come and get it. Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded. And I gotta tell you, there's room. There's room. Well, even for those that are saved here, there's room. I shouted a little last night. There's room. It could go from a one bobby pin knot to a two. Come on now. Or three, or four, or five, or eight, or ten. I mean, it may just all shake down before it's over with. Huh? There's room. How many's glad tonight? How many come in here tonight feeling like that you thought you could get a little more of this? Because I'm going to tell you, when you get to the table, there's not going to be a limit. But there is going to be plenty for every chair at the table. You can have seconds and thirds. You can eat all you want. You can stay all day and the next day. That's all we read. It's about the beginning of the feast. Well, the good news is that this scripture doesn't tell us about the end of the feast. Because once it gets started, it almost gives you the idea that it keeps on going. Hey, I'm glad that what we get from the Lord is eternal. It's not temporal. It doesn't just make you feel good today and miserable tomorrow. That's room. Listen, this is not seated outside. It's not a table out under the oak tree where it's 105 degrees in the shade and the bugs and the flies are swarming over the food. No, this is in the King's house. In the King's quarters. Hallelujah. And when you get there, you're going to be treated, amen, as royalty. While you're seated at the table, there is room. I don't know why I'm even telling you this, but I got to tell you, there's room. There is room. How many glad there's room tonight?
I mean, I feel like heaven. When they got singing that song a while ago, amen, about flying, riding through the skies with the Lord. Goodbye, world, goodbye. I mean, last night, while I was preaching, you may have thought I was from another world anyway. But I felt like I almost was in another locality for a little period of time. I feel the Holy Ghost is strong, and I'm not far from that plateau tonight. Because I feel something rumbling right here on Monday night. It may not be as high octane and as up tempo as last night's service was. In fact, there wasn't nobody come and prayed at the invitation. But heaven kept turning up the surge until the power so infiltrated this place until the resistance was wore down and nobody could sit there any longer. I'm telling you, if you had anything missing in your life, it was the night you wanted to run in. But tonight I want to tell you there is something missing. It's you are. Come on, there's still some things. That's not where they ought to be. There's a table that's been spread and a seat that's got your name on it. There's room. You say, but I've done so much. God don't care. He said, there's room. You've been out behind the hedge too long. It's time to come out of the hedges and to make a walk up the highway and head into the king's quarters and sit there at the table. God is making preparations for your arrival and a servant. I'm going to be the servant tonight. I come to tell you there is room. There is room. I kind of like this. You know what inspired me to come back tonight and believe God was going to do something? I'll tell you what it was. What I got last night made me want to come back. You know, I mean, I got up to last night, Brother Bailey said, well, how do you feel? I know he's asked me how I felt about revival. And but I tell him I was on cloud 9, headed for 10. And by the time Jeremy got in here and prayed, and these others prayed and testified, I'd went on up a few higher levels than that, I thought. I mean, I was excited. And I ain't lost much elevation today. I'm still excited. Because the Lord said there's room. And that's probably stirring you a bit. There's room. There is room. There is, you know, I'm, wait, what are you trying to tell me? I'm telling you, God ain't finished yet. He said, there's another road over here. I go down this street and gather everybody up you can over there. I know you went down the main road where you seen all the beggars sitting at, but there's some folks that ain't even beggars that are not here. Come on now. You may not classify yourself as the lame or the blind or as a beggar, but can I tell you, if you're not in that category, and you fit in the highway and hedge bunch. Come on now. Hey, come on. I want to tell you there's room. Anybody here tonight feel like we got a little bit more room to get a little bit more out of this revival? Then why don't you just throw your hand in the air and say like the servant did. I see some empty chairs. I see some empty seats and some plates that are not filled of those that could be here. Go to the highway and the hedges and compel him. That's
right.
That word compel is a pretty strong word right there. It doesn't mean you just ask. It doesn't mean, hey, would you like to come? It means bring them. Literally. However it takes. I heard a commercial on the radio several months back. Said, we accept all trade-ins. Push, pull, or drag. We'll give so many dollars. Bring your bicycle. And we'll give you $2,000. I mean, I know it's a gimmick. You know it's a gimmick. But this ain't a gimmick. Come on. Push, pull, or drag. There's room. If they don't want to come, bring them anyway.
Come on now. Listen, y'all be looking for a reason to go get some folks. I'm giving you every reason in the world tonight. There's room. And once they get here, they're not going to regret it. That's what he's saying. If you can get them up here, whatever it takes, one bite of this, and they're going to be glad they made the trip. They'll never spend the rest of their life in bitterness or in regret. For those, hear me now. I know sometimes lost folks come and they sit on the pews and everybody goes and makes their rounds and tries to get them to come and pray. Everybody's got their way of doing it, their perspective and their angle. They've got their pre-rehearsed ways and words they want to say. And sometimes I've heard them say, the reason I ain't going to church, I'm tired. The folks just sitting there and just bugging me to death. Just irritating me. Asking me to pray. But I want to tell you, if I could ever get you to the table and get some of this food in your mouth, you'll be glad for all the shoving that's been done. All the pulling has been done. If I have to throw a rope around your neck and tighten the noose and drag you into the altar, listen, that old fish, when he's caught, he doesn't want to come out of the water. He pulls the other direction. But when the hook's in his jaw, he's coming into the boat. He's coming into the shore. And can I tell you, that servant began to compel. Got me one. You're going to the banqueting house, whether you plan on it or not.
I'm not ready for this. I don't want this. Well, just try it. I can't make it. Well, won't you try it? When you get out of the heat into that comfort controlled environment in the king's quarters, it beats the dust. It beats the heat. And it sure beats what you've been trying to use to make yourself feel good. Padded seats, come on now. I know maybe I'm building this up a little higher. I don't believe I am. I believe those seats are the most comfortable seats that a human being could ever sit down in on. Huh? Once they sit there, I mean, these pews right here, they got padding on them. But you admit as well as I do, lazy boys much better at the house. I'm not sure what this table wasn't surrounded with lazy boys. Well, come on, where you could just sit there and get comfortable. Hey, listen, ain't that what he said over there in Revelation? Hey, if you'll just open the door and let me come in, I'll sup with you and you with me. That means we're going to sit down and have a long talk. Hey, come on now, just make yourself comfortable. He's not here to condemn, but he's here to comfort. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you right now, you may have thought what you was doing was fun, but what God's going to do is going to be better. I'm telling you, there's room. There's room. There's room. I wish somebody help me preach a little while tonight. There is room. Ask anybody. Ain't that recognized tonight? The empty chairs that are still around this table. That I want to tell you, get your rod and reel. Let's go fishing. Let's compel them to come in.
It ain't near as good as you're. Oh, it's better than I'm telling you. Hey, amen. Queen of Sheba, after just a little visit, she didn't even stay long with Solomon. He told her just a little, and she left and said the half has not been told. I mean, you know, as far as she was concerned, just what she saw, she said, he just scratched the surface. I've never seen anything like this. And I'm trying to tell you, this is so good. You can't live without it. Come on. And you know you can't. Oh, that feels fine. Amen. That's why Brother Jason, you know, my old uncle, he don't go to church much now. He's been backslid for a little while. But I'm telling you, he just, when he get out and he get to partying, he said, he always still call me Junior or anything, call me Bug. Don't start. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you what he said. He'd say, Bug, he said, I know the good Lord loves me.
Hallelujah. I know he does. He said, when I get to drinking, he said, them old songs that my daddy used to sing, it's rolling over in my mind. He said, instead of when I thought I was making myself happy, I'd get more miserable. He said, I think, my, if I could just run across the front of the church one more time. Come on now. I told him, his name's Peanut. His real name's David. We call him Peanut. I said, now you know, the whole family's got nicknames. Come on now. I said, Peanut, what you need to do is quit trying whenever that gets on your mind. I said, run to the first available banqueting house, the church, and get right with God. There's room for you. Come on, you hear me? I'm trying to tell somebody tonight, there's room for you. You came to visit. You never thought it'd go this way. And I'm really not picking on anybody. But I'm going to tell you, the servant got down in my ear when I was down at the couch on the Baptist quarters today. And he got to screaming. He was excited. Y'all may not believe this. I could hear the floor as it was shaking and rattling. He was jumping up and down. I said, hey, preacher, there's still room. I got so excited, I couldn't help it either. Because he told me about it. Hey, I got to tell him. I need to come and tell you tonight. There is room for you. And all this comes on the heels of I didn't know who's coming up. But God did. And he said, there's room. Huh? He'd already, you know why he said go to the highways and hedges? He'd already walked down there. The all-seeing eye of the Lord. They couldn't hide behind the rocks or behind the trees. Huh? I know this ain't controversial or anything, but when he came into the garden, in the cool of the day, he already knew Adam and Eve had messed up. He just wanted them to confess. He knew exactly where they were. And you know where they were? Come on now. He wouldn't have come in there. Listen, if they really wanted to get away, they'd have run to another place. They'd have got out of the garden. They'd have hid from far away. But he walked right where he was. He said, Adam, where art thou, Adam? He knew exactly where he was. You know where he was? He's hiding over behind the hedges. Come on now. God didn't disfellowship them. Come on. They had some things to suffer because of what they had sowed. And they had to do some reaping. But can I tell you, God was still interested in fellowshipping with that man. Can I tell you tonight, God is still interested in having a relationship with you here tonight. If he didn't, come on now. Why, you know, preacher, he's already walked down the road where you are. He's already been down that highway. Look behind that hedge. And he said, go to the highways and the hedges. There's room. Go to the highways and hedges. Highways and hedges. Yeah. Yeah, there's some folks down there. They're hunkered down, decked out in camouflage. Thought I didn't see them. Go to the highways and hedges. They're just trying to blend in with the surroundings. And the Lord said, come on now. Hey, yeah, there's room. I'll tell you where you can get it. He said, go until my house is full. I don't know how long we're going in this revival. I know there's some teasing after church. Another 4 weeks. Sister Jackie kind of mumbled across her lips. 21 weeks. Come on, I guess she figures if Brother Keith can do it, then maybe I can do it. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, there's room. There's room. There's room. I'm going to tell you, there's room. I am telling somebody tonight, God has got some room for you. My wife's getting ready to come. So the servant heads down the highway. He said, highways and hedges. So I got to do more than just look at the center line. I've got to go beyond the ditches. I've got to look for those in the gutters. Hey, you, we're having a dinner up here. And the Lord said, there's room for you. Well, my life's a mess. That's why I'm here. I don't want to be seen. Well, I just talked to the Lord. The King told me to tell you. Personal invitation. There's still room. There's a seat with your name on it. I can't. I don't want to. No. Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. You're going with me.
Come on.
And if when we get there, and you get set down, and you see that table, and you get a bite of that food, and you don't want it, you can get up and leave. But against your own will, I'm taking you to the banqueting house. You know what? I got a feeling, Brother Bailey. There wasn't a soul that ever sat at that table that ever got up and left. Oh, glory to God, I'm excited about this, ain't you? I'm feeling so good right now. Hallelujah. I don't know, I could almost have a Matt Homer spell right here. Come on now. But I'm not going to. Hallelujah. Y'all feeling good about this? I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm not acrobatic. Come on now, but I could almost do a backflip. Just excited because the Lord said there's room. It ain't over yet. God's not done. Mercy's door hasn't been closed. But once again, He's interested. He's looked in your eyes. And He's seen your misery. He's seen where you're going to. He sees what you're into. He knows you feel like a failure. But He said, there is room. Go into the highways and the hedges and tell them, come on back in. Get up. Get out of the ditches. Out of the gutters. Come on and find your seat at the table. That's my wife is playing. You're standing tonight. Am I preaching? Maybe feeble in a lot of ways. Man, oh man, I never do. I preach on this tonight. I didn't even study on this one. But tonight, Lord just spoke to me today and said, the table's not full yet. Why don't you come? There's room for you. So my wife plays. I feel the Lord reaching. He's done hooked you and you didn't even realize it. He drug you in here tonight. And He's going to intend on pulling you right down to the table. I'm not going to force feed you. But if you get a bite, you'll like it. And you'll want to stay. Let's come tonight. Would you come? The altar's open. Let's find a place to pray. Let's come. Let's come. Let's come. God's doing the pulling. Go ahead. Make your way up here.